Okay, let's start. Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, and we have a lot of various inyanim on this last daf of the fifth parak. As we, if we look at 10 prakim of Baba Basra, this last daf is the brings us to the end of the first half of the Masechta in terms of prakim, and we will start three lines from the bottom on Tzadi Amabes, Tanu Rabbanan. They will see Isurim of leaving to Chutz Laretz. We'll see about certain biblical figures that we might not know the names of them, and other issues that that come up. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We'll start three lines from the bottom on Tzadi. On Tzadi Amabes. Tanu Rabbanan, Emotzi and Peiris Me Eretz Yisrael, Dvarim Sheish Bem Chaye Nefesh. One is not allowed to take out fruit of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz that are staples. Sheish Bem Chaye Nefesh. Why? Because we don't want to create a shortage in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore anything that is needed as a basic necessity in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to be taken out. Sheish Bem Chaye Nefesh. Kigon, Yenos, Shmanim, Uslasos. Like wines, oils, and flour. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Matir b'Yayin b'Nei Shemayit es Atifla. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, it's good for wine to leave. Too much wine is not a good thing. So that's why having some wine out of the circulation is good, because it limits the tifla, limits the inappropriate behavior that might come out from too much wine. Rashbam says in the last line, Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod. And sometimes there are too many sotos you don't want to come out, and therefore it's good to limit. So does this iser across the board, right? Being motzi, exporting fruit of Eretz Yisrael, Jaffa oranges, sometimes one might find in Chutz La'aretz. So if you look at the reason here given is because of the shortage. So in a time period where there's a lot of importing and exporting in all different directions, and it's good for the economy, the opposite. Right, the Gemara is trying to express how it's not good for the economy, for society, to have these fruits exported. But let's say you might have a case where it's good for the economy. There's enough raw materials or whatever is needed. So then it could be that it's mutter. Some other posts can discuss if it's made l'shem exporting originally. It could be different. It's interesting. The discussion is had by Perish Shmita specifically about exporting, right? The Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyos, the Rambam quotes it. The Mishnah says in Perek Vav, Ein motziin shemen sreifa upero shviyos me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. What is not allowed to export Shemitah fruit? So it sounds like Dafka Shemitah fruit is an issue, but other fruit of other years wouldn't be as much of an issue based on that Mishnah. Or there might just be a separate reason by Shemitah fruit. The Mefarshim explain, why is it usur? Maybe there's a chashash that beer won't be done properly if it's exported, or maybe it just wouldn't be treated with Kedusha. But either way, even if by Pir Shemitah, there are those that say, Achronim that say, that if it was made with express intent to export it, there could be coolas even by Pir Shemitah. And surely here too, just by Peros of other years, even if it's Zerv Sheish Bim Chayin Nefesh, again, the reason, it wasn't a takana or a gzera that would apply, even if the reason doesn't apply, the reason is because it's good for the society and it's good for the economy. So if it's good for the economy the other way, Lechora, then it would be mutter as well. And Rabbi Yehuda limits it because of the tifla. Look at the Marsha here discusses maybe based on this Reb Yehuda about not taking out grapes and the basic din, we could have a pshat in the meraglim. What the meraglim did, right? They brought the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Bazel yesh li yashiv. B'meshim mashin es kashu ha-mafarshim b'meraglim. B'masho tziu di basaretz. Shari omru. V'gam zavas chalav u'dvash v'zeh pirya. Right, they only brought certain fruit, not other fruit. And then he says at the end, V'yichrusu, let me just read the line that I wanted to focus on. V'yichrusu gam misham zmora ve'eshkol anavim lahotzi diba sheish badavar hamevi tifla. Rabbi Yehuda says you got to get rid of it. So they brought all these grapes to show. Oh, look what this society is about. Look how big these grapes are. V'laze amru eretz ocheles yoshveha ki ein aretz maspik chayi nefesh ocheles yoshveha avalim achales yoshveha barav asher tamid matzui ba ba'avram shnemar v'hira ba'aretz v'chulu. Says that maybe that this is part of the related to the sugi here of being taken out the fruit. Heard recently also that interesting that there was no fruit in Mitzrayim, right? In Mitzrayim, they remember the avatiach and the vegetables. That's what was grown by the Nile. But there was no fruit. It was just also that the fruit, it was a shocking because they never had such, they had bread, right? Bread, that's where bread was, the center of bread in the world. That's part of why we have matzah and vegetables, but not fruit. That was also part of it. Okay. So either way, back to the brisa, relating to taking out the fruit. And just like one is not allowed to take out the chutz laretz, for this regard, the lands north of Eretz Yisrael that are called Surya, also the Isra applies from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. Remember the Gemara Maseches Gittin says in certain ways Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, and in certain ways Surya is like chutz laretz. So regarding this halacha, it is like chutz laretz, one is not allowed to take out the fruit. Two chutz laretz. Why? What is Surya? So Surya is known as kibush yachid, the kibush of an individual. And the Gemara Maseches Gittin in the first parak quotes, and the Rashbam quotes it here, last five lines on the Amud, kibush yachid, lo shmei kibush. The kibush of a yachid, the kibush of an individual, the conquering, the conquest of an individual is not a halachic kibush. Why is that? What does that mean? What is kibush yachid? That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos quoted there in Gittin, but quoted right here too. Quoted right here too, in the top Tosfos, machlokas between Tosfos and Kuntris, but he's quoting from Maseches Gittin. What is Rashi Shita there in Gittin, Dafches, on the top of Amud Beis? What is the lack, what was missing in the conquering of David HaMelech of the areas known as Surya, north of Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, Kibush Yachid de David, Shalohayu Kol Yisrael Biyachad, Kederach Shahayu Bekibush Yoshua, Shahayu Kulam, Vikivshua Litzara Kol Yisrael Kodem Chaluka, Avo David Lo Kavash Elo Litzarcho. It wasn't all of Kol Yisrael together. And because of that, it did not have the status of expanding the borders of Eretz Yisrael, which the king is allowed to do, when it's done for Litzara Kol Yisrael, but because that was done for a Yachid and done by a Yachid, David HaMelech, he didn't do it with all of Kol Yisrael, so that's why it didn't have the status of the rest of the conquering of Akivas Rabim. Tosfos there quotes the Sifri, who gives a different shot. Avo b'Sifri, Mefarish Tamacher, B'Sof Parshas Ekev, D'mashma, Lefi Shalo Haisa Adayin Kol Yisrael Kavusha. You can only add on to Eretz Yisrael once all of Eretz Yisrael has already been conquered. And we expand it by being Mosif on the Kedusha with surrounding areas. But if all of Eretz Yisrael is not fully conquered yet, so then you can't do that. Okay, there's no Hosafa of Kedusha. Kedamar Hasam, Samach Lepal Torah Shalcha, Lo Hershat, Pirish, Yevusi, Shaya Samach Lushalayim, Vyataho Lech Vekovesh Aram Naharayim, Vyaram Sova, Aval Acher, Shekol Eretz Yisrael Kavshua. After all of Eretz Yisrael would be conquered, so then the king could do whatever he wants. Even by a yachid, it would have the status. But that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly is kibush yachid, but that is what the Gemara is assuming here, that kibush yachid is lav shmei kibush, and that's why one cannot take the fruits to Surya, to Surya either. As the Tosfos says here, in the second half of Tosfos, the davka ma sheyichmashu b'chutz laretz achar sheyichmashu kol Eretz Yisrael. Lochem yihyeh. V'dava lo asa api bezdin. Ela midaito v'kavash aram na'arayim aram sova ad shalo kavash kol Eretz Yisrael. V'lakak karulei kibush yachid lefisha midaito asa. He has a little bit of Rashi in there too, but the ikir seems to be a time issue. Weiter, Rebbe matir mehefrachia lehefrachia. Rebbe allows bringing and exporting produce from little neighborhoods right next to each other. If you have the border of Eretz Yisrael on the border of Surya, so going from one neighborhood to the next, they are so close, so that is mutter. Again, it's not a hard, it doesn't seem like, based on that line, it doesn't seem like it's an issue of Kedusha Saperos. It's an issue of the keeping the economy going. So if it's the city right next to here, that's, we don't worry that that's a problem. You can always get back the staples from that community if one would need. But if it was a din of Peros and Kedushas Haaretz, it could be different, and that's the issue, part of the issue by Peros Shemitah in the Mishnah in Shvius. Period. Tana Rabbana and other issues relating to keeping the economy afloat in Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbana, Emistakrin be'Eretz Yisrael b'dvarim sheish b'em chayin nefesh. One shouldn't be involved in doing business with basic materials in Eretz Yisrael, Gonyena Shmayim Muslasos. The same type of Sarah given. Why? Because if somebody is no Sivan Notain, you're always trying to make a living, so you're always trying to raise the price, and it's going to make it harder for the rest of the people that are living there. So this is not a profession that one should be involved in. Right? Rashbam says, Liknos Yain Vishemin Vislasos Mi Balabayas, Limkar Bashuk. right? To if you have a grower of these items, then sell it. That's fine. But to buy it from one and to sell it to the next, right? That's obviously in order to make a profit, but that is not allowed. Aval balabais atzmo yimkar letzrichin. Balabais himself could sell to those who need it. It's just the question of taking A and selling it without doing anything in between. The Rashbam also says that if you change it in some way and benefit those who are going to buy it from you, for example, buying wheat and selling bread, that's also fine. Because that's also needed by the society. Miu, fourth line. Liknos chitim velasos pas mutter. If you're going to buy the wheat and make the bread, that's mutter. Tekiva diika tir chashari. Because you're being toreach and you're supplying a service. That's mutter. Avalimkar hadavar ba'en. But just taking the item as is. Kamo shakana osomi balabayas, usser. The balabayas nami mati mazvin le below tarach. Because the balabayas could do that too and he'll sell it for cheaper. And therefore, one shouldn't be involved in these activities. Back to the Gemara. There is a machlokas achron, and what about in Chutz La'aretz, in a city that's Rov Yisrael? Right, that's with the same ideas apply, because also you want to keep the price down. That's a discussion of the Sma and Choshen Mishpat and Reish Laman Aleph, where these topics are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Amru Alav Arba Lazar Ben Azariah Shem Istaker B'Yayin V'Shemen. Rav Elazar ben Azariah was makel by the wine and the oil. He was mistaker. B'yayin savar like Rabbi Yehuda. By wine, why did he do it? He had like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. We just had that it's a good thing to make it a little difficult to have the price of wine should be higher and there shouldn't be as much wine because it leads to tiflis. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding wine. And b'shemen, and by oil, there was also no worry. B'asrei, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, shchiach mishcha. There was plenty of oil in his neighborhood, so therefore he didn't have to worry about being mistaker with these basic necessities. Period. Tana Rabbanan. What else can we talk about the economy? A mistakrin pamayim bebeitzim. A person shouldn't try to get a profit double by eggs. Pamayim bebeitzim. What does that mean? Pamayim bebeitzim. So Gemara is going to say now, Amar Mari Bar Mari, Pligi Bar Rav Shmuel. Father's name, the same as the son's name. Mari Bar Mari. Pligi Bar Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar, what does it mean? Pamayim bebeitzim. Chad Amar Achatre. What does it mean? Selling it for double the price. Selling one egg for the price of two eggs. Al-Khad Trey. Right? That's what's a problem. What about less than that? Less than that is okay. Right? We had earlier that you have to limit it even, you know, what about Ona'a issues? Rashbam. Nirali. Mishum debeitzim ein bohem chayi nefesh kol kach. It's not a basic staple as other foods. Vigam torach meruba v'revach muatu. Also, it's a big tircha to deal with eggs. It's not such a great profit. Lo ani hamachazer ba'ayoros liknos beitzim. Okay, so they allow specifically by eggs. It was a lot of tircha. Didn't bring much profit, but there's a limit. Pamayim beitzim when it is can't sell for double. Alchad trei. Number one, v'chad amar tagra latagra. Or the second shot, having two merchants, double. Again, similar to what we said before. You're having one merchant who sells it to another merchant who's going to sell it to the consumer. That also is going to raise the price the more people that are involved because everybody has to take a cut. Everybody has to get a piece of the profit. And therefore, you know, the less people involved, the better, says the Gemara. Period. Tana Rabbanan, masriin al pragmatia. Afilu b'Shabbos, one is allowed to be masriyim. We know that lashon from the Gemara in Maseches Tainis. One is allowed to start calling extra prayer services and tshuva, the whole process of getting people worried and nervous and concerned about the situation. Rashi, bitfila, one word, even on Shabbos, even though we're not supposed to have extra tfilas on Shabbos and bakashas on Shabbos, but in certain dire situations, the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that we allow it. So here too, if business is not well, pragmatia, if people can't make a living, one is allowed to have extra tfilos even on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kigon, Klei Pishton, Bebavel, V'yayin, V'shemen, V'eretz Yisrael. Like these basic necessities, if people can't make a living, the price is so low, and people can't make a living in these items, so then one would be Masri and have the extra tefillas. Amar Rabbi Yosef, V'hu dezol v'kam asar b'shisa. It's when you can only sell it for 60% of the original price, 10 for 6. 60%, so that is where it's gone down so much, you can't make a living, so you have to be Masriyan. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Ein yotzin me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Ela imkein amdu satayim besela. One should not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz la'aretz, even if things are somewhat challenging, unless amdu satayim besela, unless two sa'ah are sold for a sela, very expensive, it's hard to buy food, and that's why you can leave in this state where it is somewhat famine conditions. Amar Shimon, emasai bezman she'ena motzei likach. This is only where you don't have the food. The food is not available. It's scarce. Avo bezman she'mosi likach. If you can find the food, you just have to pay more for it. Afilu amda sabesela lo yetze. Even if it's expensive, one should not be yotze. Stop there. Actually, let's just continue and then we'll talk about this. V'chein ha'yerav shirin b'yachay omer, eli melech, machlon v'kilyon, gedolei hador hayu, uparnasei hador hayu. Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion, from the Rus story. They were amazing, Gdoli Ador, and they were supporters of the Dor. Obebeiman, Nanshu, why did they die? Mipreshe Yatsu, Me'aretz, L'chutz La'aretz. Because they went to Chutz La'aretz, that is why they were punished. Shadne'emar, Vateyom, Kala'ir, Alehem, right? The whole city was shocked. Vatomana, Hazos, Na'ami. Is this Na'ami? What does it mean by that? My Hazos, Na'ami, Amr, Abyishlak, Amru, they said, Chazitem Na'ami sheyatzos me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz ma'al salah. That's what they meant. You see what happened to her based on that she left. There are the Tosefta and Avodah Zarah has a little different emphasis. Not just that they left, but it also says here Parnasei Hadar. They also supported so many people, and they didn't want to have to have so many Nitzrachim support so many people. Oh, we don't want to have to give all of our money away and give all of our food. So that is why also they left. Okay, stop there for a moment. A number of items to talk about. Cover Rambam Malachim. Says the Rashbam, why can't we go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? Says the Rashbam, Shemafkia Atzmo Min HaMitzvos. Because we're uprooting the opportunity that we have. We're being mafkia ourselves from mitzvos. So what does that sound like? Mafkia atzmon min ha mitzvos. Ramban vayikra. What does that mean? So pashtus, it means mitzvah. Does it say mitzvah? Mitzvos. So there are so many mitzvos, all of the mitzvos hatulias ba'aretz, that obviously we could be involved in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz. Look in Reb Yosef Engel. He writes in the Ksubis. In the sugyas of Eretz Yisrael, in Ksubis, he does not talk about it here, but he says, Ayin of Abbasra Tzadi Aleph, Pirish Rashbam, Ein Yosef, Shemafkiya Atzmo Mi Mitzvos, Vahakavana, Shemafkiya Atzmo Mi Mitzvos Atzulias Baretz. That's what it sounds like. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Vetzarech Iyun, Madulo Pirish Kipshuto, Shemivatal Mitzvos Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Toha Mitzvah Atzmusis, De oraisa, the chaviva, the shkula, kinega, the kala mitzvahs, kimavor besifri. Just leaves it as a kasha. I don't know why you didn't just say Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to say mafkiyaspo min mitzvahs atulias baretz? A similar question is asked on the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota. Remember that Gemara where Moshe Rabbeinu was bargaining to go into Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara says, why do you want to go in so badly? To do all the mitzvahs? Hashem will say, I'll give you schar as if you did the mitzvahs. What do you mean the mitzvahs? Or eating from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The special fruits. Right? What about Yishev Eretz Yisrael? That's a question. Why it's not mentioned? So the minority of Rishonim might say, or Achronim would say, oh, so you see here it's not a mitzvah kavua. The problem is even according to the minority opinion of the Megillas Esther, who suggests that the reason the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah is because it was only a mitzvah bizman kibush ha'aretz and in the future, but not now. Number one, that's rejected by almost everyone, all the Achronim. And number two, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the mitzvah already. That was Bizman Kibush. That wasn't a time when they went into Galus. Right? That was before they went in, as they were going in. So even Lashitas Megillas Esther, it was a mitzvah then. So you can't say that, oh, what, it's not a mitzvah. So you have to give some other answer why that is not mentioned. But either way, this is the an important sugya, as we know, famous discussion of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the mystery, as we just mentioned, of the Rambam, who does not mention it. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban, who takes him to task in Mitzvah Dalid, Shenitz Tavinu La Resha Saaretz Asher Nasan Akel Yisbarach Yisale La Avoseinu La Avram Li Yisak Li Yaakov. Right, we have to go and conquer it. Velona Azvena Biazulatenu, and not to leave it with other nations. Mina Umos olishmama, or to leave it being just desolate, right? Just building up an area of Eretz Yisrael. It's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. One of the wicked kings, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, right, was zochet to be king for decades. Why? Because he built up a piece of Eretz Yisrael. Even though he was an Obed of Zara Mamish in the base of Migdash. But he built up a piece of Eretz Yisrael. The Rabban writes is also at the end of Sefer Bamidbar on the Pasuk that he says is the source. The Pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel. So there are various answers given as to the why the Rambam didn't count it. According to Rove, most assume that he counted it as a mitzvah, but for some reason he doesn't put it as a separate independent mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So it must be included in some other mitzvah, as we have spoken about in the past. Not to get into right now, we'll see at the end if there's more time. But here it talks about the Isser of leaving, even in a time of difficulty. So what about other reasons? Other reasons for living, separate from the discussion of whether it's a mitzvah or not. Assuming it's a mitzvah, like most assume, and the Rambam himself says in many places in Mishnah Torah, so what about reasons? So here it talks about what if there's difficulty finding food. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about what about the exceptions of Lilmot Torah, Valisa Isha, right? Those exceptions, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, discusses. Pirish, Lilmot Torah, Valisa Isha, Tosfos says there, V'daito lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael. But he has mind to come back. Dilu ein daito lachzar, amar b'ksubis, achim shozen, nasa, vodat kuchavim, omeis, v'chulu, v'chulu. You can't leave if you're not dasa to come back. V'davka b'hanach mitzvah shein chashuvos, lo motora shegolo talmator, shemebi l'di maisa, v'ishanami, v'chsiv lo tober ala shevasi sara. Aval ashar mitzvos, lo. Not for other mitzvahs. Could you leave Eretz Yisrael? Do other mitzvahs. Tosfos says no. V'achi mashma perak dalad megillah. Aval b'shiltos rav achaygon meforish hanach tekili v'kol shegein l'shar mitzvah shein chashuvos. Right, other mitzvahs you can. Discussion. Leaving Eretz Yisrael l'tzarech mitzvah. That's a discussion in Maseches Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Stechemed, Stechemed has ma'arachos. You know, different volumes, hard to find things. You have to look in the index always to find things in the Stechemet. But he has ma'arachos, which go in alphabetical order. So the first ma'areches, which starts in Chelek Hei, is ma'areches Aleph Eretz Yisrael. That's the first one. So the first paragraph and the first part of the ma'arecha of Eretz Yisrael, he talks about the issue of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. And Kedarka Bakodesh, he quotes all the achronim related to the issue. So the Sechemed was the chief rabbi of Chevron. Right? He lived in Chevron in the 1800s. Says the Sechemed, Mikom Makom, Eretz Yisrael Asur Latzeis Ben Alechutz Laretz, Mikom Makom, Im Rotza Latzeis Kedei Lishtateach Al Kivrei Tzadikim. What about to go to Kivrei Tzadikim? There are enough Kivrei Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael too. But let's say one wants to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, one wants to go to Poland, one wants to go to Europe. So he quotes the achronim. Some are supportive, some are very not supportive. So he quotes Shari, he quotes Solomon Adirim, Amashinago, Akonim, Lelech, Lishatech, Al Kibri Tzadikim, Velochaisha, the Thomas Konim. So he says, first of all, Konim, no way. Konim shouldn't go to Kibri Tzadikim. Obviously, it's a separate topic we've spoken about. Kibat Shinago, Kena Rishonim, Imrakumi, Menu, Omidvar, Nilmod, Bakoshkin, Linin, Lassi's marriage is all the Chutzlaretz, Omirushalayim, La Eretz Yisrael, the Shari. V'yevshar, Dika Mitzvah, Lishatech, Al Kibri Tzadikim, Lohagain Aleinu, Kamoshakasav, Bekalib, and Yifuna. Right? Kalib, he went there to the Lishatech, Al Kever Avos, before the Meraglim. Umiyu Dafka, Kisheino Mizbatel, Ba'osama Yame, Me'avodas Hashem, Beshu Mitzvah. If you're not gonna, you know, limit or minimize one's Avodas Hashem, the Mizbatel Vadai, the Mitzvah Hashem, Ba'avodas Baro Kodmin. Lokain Rabim, Kishaholchim Lishtatech, Yibatul Kamayamim, Tfila Vavodas Hashem, Uverpradim Chachamu, Mispatam Limuda, Chodesh, O Yamim, Velo Yafa Osim, Vashem, Hatov, Yechaper. He quotes that from the Sefer Shtei Haaretz, one has to, it's always a balance. Life is always a balance. You know, how much is going to be lost by my doing A, by going to B. And then he says, Kol Shekisholech Lishtatech, Akibri Tzadikim Be'eretz Yisrael. If you go the other way, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, going to Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. You're doing the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and you're becoming the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the inyan, wouldn't call it a mitzvah, of going to certain kivrei tzadikim. And he quotes, there are pages and pages here about it. And then, obviously, Yonah Dioma, in a couple of weeks, in the next page, he talks all about Lag BaOmer. And he talks about going to Meron, and he quotes the Mashadogin, Be'ir HaKodesh, Tzfat, Laharbos b'simcha b'leil v'yom l'magimel b'omer. He quotes from the Pesachei Tshuva and he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was not happy about this, as he writes in a number of his writings in the Tshuvas and in the Drashas. He says, he, Rachmana Leslan, only the Chassam Sofer can say such a thing. The terrible earthquake that took place in the 1800s in Tzfat. He says maybe it's because people are showing more covet at Tzfat than they are to Yerushalayim. That's what he suggested. Again, Rahman al-Islan. And then he quotes, he says, and they burn things, Baal Tashchiz, Dark Hayamori. And then he says, Upshita, Shibi Meharizal, Vishar Kadoshim, Lohayu Osim Raglimud al Kivro, Vitachdunim Vitfilos. They did a few when they're Rizal, who started this whole thing. They must have davened extra. He had some rikudim. Upshita shemarana beit Yosef v'siyato lo hayu manichim lasos kazos. V'rachachar gach nespashin aminag, v'yachar gach chashu l'minag kadum, u'miyarem shelo yiyanshu chas v'shalom. Ani arev lohem, shema yolochim oso mamon, v'yum mefarsinim aniyei eretz Yisrael bazeh, yoter hayinich alei l'rishim b'yachai. V'analo v'analo yolam. That's the Baal Chasam Sofer. Right, it would be better to take all the money and support people who need the money in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, that's a big discussion of here in the Sechem, and he quotes the other dais as well about these types of issues. But there is another Chasam Sofer, which I saw recently. I don't think I've mentioned it before, but amazing. Allah, the Ramban. Right, the Ramban and Parshas Achremos. When we're talking about the school of Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban and Achremos, which again is well known, that everything one does in Eretz Yisrael is different than what one does in Chutz La'aretz, even mitzvot that are not mitzvot Satulias Ba'aretz. Right, based on the Sifri on the second Parsha of Shema, where he talks about the mitzvot even in Eretz Yisrael lose something, even tefillin and mezuzos. The Ramban's lashon is so there is a Chasam Sofer. It's right here, Gittin Daf Mem Dalet. Chasam Sofer asks, the Gemara in Gittin discusses selling an Eved Kenani. Selling an Eved Kenani to a guy where you're going to be mevatalim for mitzvos. So the Gemara has an Ibayah de l'Ifshita about selling an Eved Kenani to a guy with a tnai that by Shabbos he'll be able to keep Shabbos. Right? So that's a chutz b'Shabbos v'yantiv mahu. The name of the ikur kpeda eno b'shvel bitol mitzvah shel Eved al Shabbos v'yantiv. Shari harab mitzuvah shvisa zavda v'chulu. Says the Chasam Sofer. V'yesh la'ayen. Hare afilu machro l'chutz la'aretz. De mekayim kol ha'Torah. Rak mitzvah satulia ba'aretz. Eno yachol ha'kayim. V'yafilu achi yotza l'cheres. Even if you send them to chutz la'aretz, where you can do every mitzvah besides mitzvah satulia ba'aretz, the Gemara says he goes free. So surely if he's going to be okay every mitzvah except for Shabbos, what's the whole question? Says the Chasam Sofer, v'yesh lomar. Not true. It's not that you're going to be mekayim every mitzvah except for mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. Says the Chasam Sofer, v'yesh lomar. Da hasam eino mekayim shum mitzvah. To call adar be'echutz la'aretz, k'mi she'en lo eloka. Afilu kriyashma, shekore be'chutz la'aretz. Einenu kakori be'eretz Yisrael. Ki gershua me'estapeach manachlas Hashem. Right, David HaMelech's words. V'zeu musar gadol. Unbelievable. Chasam Sofer quotes that idea of the Ramban to explain a Gemara. Explain a Gemara. That it says Lashon, he says, there's elements to every mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, even not having to do with mitzvot satulios ba'aretz. Okay, we continue. There's a lot more. But we have to continue right now. Maybe just to end off with the Rambam, who talks about the those who machlan and kill you, and the Rambam Menuchos Malachim, where he talks about these sugyas, as we know, in Perek Hey. The Rambam discusses this, and also at the end in Perek Hey. Let me just find it. Halacha test, the Rambam says, Asur latzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutzlaris la'olam el lo motora o lisa'isha o lahatzul miyadgoyim v'yachzor la'aretz v'chein yotzi u l'schora. But it's all temporary, clearly. Avolishkon v'chutz la'aretz aser elam kein chizak sham harav ad shenasa shavadin or chita b'shtei dinarim. As the Gemara says. And then the Rambam quotes, V'yavo b'shem mutter latzeis eina midas chasidus. And even if sometimes you have a heterim, it's not the best thing to do. Shaharei machlon v'kilyum v'shnei gedolei adar hayu mipnei tzara gedola yatsu v'neschaivu kliya l'makom. The leaders maybe even have to have a higher standard. Machlon and Kilyon with a Goli Adar. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara as a Midus Chasidus. Midus Chasidus. Maker Adin thinks are mutter, but Midus Chasidus, one would be able to, one should not go. Okay, we continue. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak. Once we're on the topic of Rus. Oso Hayom Shabbas Rus Hamovi El Eretz Yisrael. The day that Rus came back to Eretz Yisrael, Mesa Ishto Shel Boaz. The day that she came back, Boaz's wife died. Says the Rashbam, Kadosh Baruch Hu always has things planned out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maktim Refuah Lamaka, and by the time she came back, already the table is being set for her to build Malchus Beis David. Right? The Rashbam says, Ula Ashmeinan Asa, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Maktim Refuah Lamaka, V'yesh Lo La'adam Liftach Ba Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Rashbam. Back to the Gemara. Fina darmi inshi adol shachiv shichva kaima manu baisei. Before the person dies, the substitute is already put into place. Amar Abba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav, Ivson Zeboas. Ivson, one of the shoftim mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, very little. Some shoftim have prakim written about them. And some shoftim have a pasuk written about them. So Ivson has a little bit. Ivson, it just says he has 30 sons and 30 daughters, and doesn't say much about him. Right before Shimshon is Ivson. So the Gemara here identifies Ivson as Boaz. My Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush? What do we have to know this for? Ki idach Rabba Bar Avuna, right? To connect it to the other Rabba Bar Avuna. Damar Rabba Bar Avuna Marav. Me'av Esrim Mishtos Asa Boaz Labanav. Boaz made 120 parties. Shneamar Vehilo Shloshim Banim Ushloshim Banos Shilach Achutza. He had 30 sons, 30 daughters, a lot of kids. Ushloshim Banos Hevi Labanav Min Hachutz, and he brought 30 sons, 30 daughters for his sons. Of Yishpores Yisrael Sheva Shanim, he was a judge for 7 years. Uba Kol Achas VaAchas Asher Shnei Mishtos. He made a party for two parties for each one that got married. Echad beBeis Aved, Echad beBeis Chamav. One in his own house, one in the Mechutin's house. Ube Kulon Lo Zimin El Es Manoach. Manoach, his friend, the father of Shimshon, he did not invite him to any of the parties. Why didn't he invite him to any of the parties? Omar Kudna Akara BeMai Parali. What does that mean? A sterile mule, right? A mule's not going to have any kids, right? A sterile mule, but my parali, Manoach didn't have any children. Well, how is he going to pay me back? I'm inviting him to all these parties. He's not going to make any parties. He's not going to invite me. So therefore, I'm not going to invite him. Chas v'shalom, says the Ben Yoyada, that we should assume that the great Boaz, the ancestor of David HaMelech, right, was lahachis. He didn't want to invite to a party. No, the point is there are other ways that you can understand the Gemara. His deeper idea was that, no, he would be in pain if he were to have to go to all these parties. Rachman al-Islan, right, somebody who doesn't have children who's invited to all these parties. Rachman al-Islan, people who don't have children, when they're involved with children, Simchas Torah is terribly painful. Purim and the Seder are terribly painful. Whenever there's a family focus, it's very painful. So Boaz, says the Ben Yoyada, said that I don't want to invite him because it'll be too hard. It'll be too hard for him. That was the kavana of Boaz. But he was still punished. Because maybe that's not why Manoach felt that way. Right? Maybe he should have asked. Maybe he should have asked. Even when it comes to Ben Adam HaChavero, even if we're trying to be extra careful, we always have to know exactly. We have to try to ask. Ena kavana shaya kapen al dmei achilu v'shasiya. Alachash lebiya shalo, shemi yizbayish, b'karo lo, kiyomar shu kudnaisa akara, b'mei yifralo, v'yakoza nenash, ki monoach lo yada kavanaso, letova. Bavar zos, alachashav shebederach acheres. He didn't know what the kavana was. Right, this is also discussed by Chazal, by Penina. Penina and Chana. So Penina wanted to help Chana have a child. Penina had so many children that Chana did not. So she used to make fun of Chana, Chazal say, in order for Chana to be in more pain, to daven harder to have a child. But Penina, Chazal say, lost all her kids also. Because we don't play around with this types of paining others. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a sicha where he says, when it comes to Ben Adam HaChavero, it's like sticking your hand in the fire. It doesn't matter what your kavanas are, you're going to get burnt. Right, if we cause somebody else to get hurt, right, even if my kavan is l'shem shamayim, we're going to get burned. And that's what happened, according to this pshat, to Penina, and that's what happened to Boaz in this context, at least the earlier children. Obviously, afterwards, he had another child. So anyway, that's what, get back to the Gemara, so that is what he did. He did not invite him to any of the parties. Good. We continue. Tana v'kulan mesu b'chayav, and they all died in his lifetime. V'tun mesu b'chayav. Ayin adam re'inshi b'chayachti aladah shisin. That's what people say. In your life that you had 60, shisin lamalech. What good is the 60? Ich bil v'olin chad mishisin zaris. Sometimes the one that's born after the 60 will be more successful and more zaris than the first 60. The ben zakunim is going to go beyond any of the older and the earlier children. That's what happened here. All the 60 children of Boaz, nothing. And David HaMelech, obviously, afterwards, is the one that made the difference in Klal Yisrael, became one of the Shivaroim, the Chulu. The Maharal also says, on the Kulan Mesu B'chaya, the Maharal here in the Chlushi Agados, Sheba Atana Lelamdenu, She'adam She'yesh Lo Bracha B'davar Ma, Al Yehe Kal Be'enav, Shar B'nei Adam, She'ena B'madrega Zu. If we have any type of bracha, We should be so careful not to flaunt it, even in an indirect way. V'mevazeh shar b'nei Adam, no'otom imenu Hashem Yisbarach. And if we flaunt it at all, or we don't use the bracha properly, so then Hashem's going to say, okay, I'll take the bracha. Shein ra'ui hu lebrechas Hashem, elav she'imeko b'kach b'acherim. V'afim hu ba'al bracha ma'od v'chulu. That's what he talks about here, that the bracha caused pain to Manoach. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Simon, Melech Avram Esar Shonim Shadifter Nisnasa Levado. Here we go in terms of some family relations. Amar Avchana Barav Amarav Eli Melech V'Salmonu Ploni Almoni V'Avi Naami Kulam B'nei Nachshon B'nei Aminadav Hain. All these people were brothers. Right, this is how Rus was related. This is how there was the type of Yibum that was taking place. Eli Melech Salmon, who was the father of Boaz, Ploni Almoni, who was the one that was so nervous about having his name not forgotten. That's why the irony is that he's called Ploni Almoni. V'Avi Naami, Kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadav, hein, they are all children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Maika Mashmalan, what's the chiddush? Filu mishiyish lo zchus avos, eina omedes lo b'shah sheyotzi mi'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Even if someone has tremendous chutz avos, right, Nachshon ben Aminadav, somebody goes to chutz la'aretz, it doesn't last. The Marsha says, because we find often that zchus avos and zchus eretz Yisrael go together. Pasukim b'chukosai. V'zachar di esbisi Yaakov, avesbisi Yitzchak, avesbisi Avram Eskar, v'haaretz Eskar. Right, they go together. So if one doesn't have, is not proud and connected to the Eretz Yisrael bris, so then the bris avos also would be affected. Period. V'yamar avchana barava. Here we go. V'abasrat sadi aleph. Certain names that are not known elsewhere. Amarav. Ime da Avram. What was Avram's mother's name? We know his father's name from the Torah. What was his mother's name? Amatzloi bas Karnevo. Amatzloi, the daughter of Karnevo. Karnevo is a fat sheep. Ime de Haman, Amatzloi bas Urvasi. While Haman and Avram had the same name, the mother had the same name. Just the grandmother had a different name. One was Karnevo, which is fat sheep, and one was Urvasi, an Oriv, a raven. The Simanech, I didn't remember which is which. Tame Tame Vitar Tar. Avram was the tar one, so his grandmother had a kosher bird's name, kosher animal's name, and Haman did not. Ime de David, what was David Amalek's mother's name? Also never mentioned in Tanakh. Nitzeves bas Adael Shma. Ime de Shimshon, Salaponis. Salaponis, right near where we are right now. Right, we're in the Kever Don, as near us in Kever Shimshon. So there's a place called Salaponis down the road. Right, comes from this Gemara. Right here, Salaponis. V'achde and his sister Nashin. Okay, l'may nafkamina, what do we have to really know all these names for? What difference does it make? L'tshuvas haminim. What does that mean? L'tshuvas haminim. It doesn't say this anywhere in Tanakh, but we'll be able to tell people who don't believe in the Mesorah, but we have a Mesorah about this. Shows that the Mesorah goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Rashbam, fourth to last line, Tshuvas Haminim, Sheshoalin Yon Lanu Yoter Be'elu Minasha Macheros. These people specifically, seems like they were asked, you know, more than others. David's mother, Avram's mother, you know, what are those names? Kid the Precious Taima, V'yonu Meshivin Lahem, Shemasru Lanu HaNeviim Balpeh. The Neviim gave it to us, Balpeh, and therefore it is something that we are very strongly, whenever there's a minim involved, we always have to be strong about our Mesorah. V'yamar Avchana Barava Amarav, Eser Shanim Nechbash Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was in jail for 10 years. Shalosh Bekusa, V'sheva Bekardu. Rav Dimi Ben Ardam, Masni Yifcha. Amar Avchizda, right, the 7 and 3, which were which? And Amar Avchizda, Ivra Zira Dekusa, Zeor Kazdim, that place. Ivra Zir Dekusa, that is Ur Kazdim. Again, Lamay Nafgamina, what do I have to know that for? Last line of the Rashbam. If you see that place, you can make the bracha that Barak Sha'asalav Oseinu Nisim Bamakom Hazeh. From the last parak in Meseches Brachas, that is the Nafgamina. The Ben Yoyada said maybe it's Dafka 7 and 3 and 3 and 7, because those are the Amin that were promised. Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, right, all these 7 and 3, we learned earlier that the 7 of Rizman Azeh and the 3 of Las Alava when Mashiach comes, to making it 10 altogether, but that's the number 7 and 3, says the Ben Yoyada, relate to Avram Avinu. V'yam Rav Chana Barava Amarav, Oso Ayam Shadifter Avram Avinu Min HaOlam, the day that Avram Avinu died, Amdu Kol Gdolei Umos HaOlam Bishura, all the great leaders of all the nations lined up in rows. V'amru, and they said, Oy lo la olam, woe to the world, sha'avad manhigo, v'oy lo la svina, sha'avad kabarnita. Right, woe to the world that has lost its leader, woe to the boat that has lost its captain. Many of the Bali Musar, Bali Machshava talk about what's the difference between a manhig and a kabarnit. Two different types of leaders, right? The Marsha here also discusses, one is regarding, intellect and one is regarding midos, right? A manhig and a kabarnit. This is a line that's quoted often at Levias, right? The oy lo la olam, that have lost these individuals. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you want to look it up, I just saw the Sefer now, in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman on Hilchas Tefillah, where he talks about Birchas HaGomel, and he talks about, he holds the FC Birchas HaGomel whenever you go on a plane, so in the footnotes there, he quotes this Chassam Sofer, right, and Gittin, it says he quoted this Chassam Sofer very often about Eretz Yisrael, and going, yeah, you're not doing any mitzvah there, and he quotes there, and he talks about, even Letzarech, he's very, very limited, Rav Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. He talks about even for tiulim and even for teaching Torah, he has a very limited view of what is allowed. And he quotes he goes tefillah mukubelas yoser. Anyway, it says in the footnotes he liked to quote that Chassam Sofer. So that's, if you want to look it up, in the Halicha Shlomo and all the footnotes related in Hilchas Tefillah on Tefillah in Perek Chav Gimel Os Hey. Good. Sorry, getting back to where we are up to. So the nation said, woe to us that we lost our manig and we lost our kabarnit. Woe to us. The Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer in his commentary on Chaisara. So he talks about this line and he connects it, this Gemara about the nations of the world being depressed. When Avram died, he connects it to Gemara that we had a couple of months ago. Back daf on daf Yud Zion at the end of the first parak, where the Gemara there says that Avram Avinu had a special pearl that he put around his neck, and whenever anybody looked at it, you know, they got better. For anybody who was sick, got better. And Hashem, the Gemara says it was the sun, and it was made into the necklace. So he connects it here to this Gemara, and that is, what does that mean? Literally, there was the sun. No, it just means that Avram Avinu had the power of optimism, had the power of giving chizik to people. Right, and there's a God, and there's a controller, and don't worry, there's a Baal Habira, and that's what the sun every morning symbolizes, right, Baboker Chastecha. The morning is always better. That's what the Gemara says, even when you are Bivakar Chola. The Gemara in the Dharam, we had, don't go too early in the morning, because people are gonna look better than they really are. Don't go too late in the day, because they're gonna look worse than they really are. You know, go towards the middle. But in the morning, there's a freshness, there's a brightness, so that's what it means that Hashem took the sun and made it as the necklace of Avram Avinu. And he gave chizik to everybody in the world. Right? So that's why here, when he died, they lost that person who was able to give them chizik throughout all of their situations. Weiter. Right, we have another statement from the same person. Even Reish Garguta, that's a little position appointment. Nothing great. Mishmai Mukmila, right? That is right. The Rashbam is on the right side. Right? There's no Tosfos here. It's all Rashbam. Sar Hamamuna Al Haboros, the one who is appointed over the irrigation ducts. It's a Srara Katana. Even that comes from Hashem. Every position in life, we have to know, it comes from above. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Yishua ben Karcha, Chas v'Shalom. Now we're getting back to what we discussed earlier. Afilu Matzu Subin Lo Yesu. No, as long as there's food in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't leave. Why didn't they? Why were they punished? They were the Gedolei Ador. They should have asked Davin more, like Avraham Avinu Davin. They should have Davin more for their generation, and they didn't. Good. Amar Rav Abrachana, right, gets into the sugyas of Avraham versus Noach. A lot of the Mefarshim talk about there. Noach did not daven, possibly, while Avraham did daven, even for stone. Amar Rav Arachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, Elamos Bezolu, Peres Beyoker. When do we say that you're not allowed to leave? When there is expensive fruit, Umos Bezol, and your money's not worth much. Have a Mos Beyoker, Afilu Amdu Arbas, and Besela Yotzin. But Mos Beyoker, when people have no money, you have no money, so then Yotzin, then, if somebody has no money, so then they have a heterim in order for parnasa purposes to leave Eretz Yisrael. Simin selapol charuva tal yamin. Da'ak kedamer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says also. Now here and I remember. Kadavi kaimin of arba son besela. I remember when food was very cheap. Vavi nefishi nefichi kama fund betveria. But people were still bloated in Tveria, but the less isar because they didn't have any money. So even if there's plenty of food, But if people have no money, so then the food's not going to be help them at all, and therefore one has to make sure that people realize this basically bikuach nefesh, and therefore one would be allowed to go. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, just one of the in the Biurei Chasidus L'Shasir, he quotes on the Manhig and the Kabarnit. Shnei mini tzadikim heim. Two type of tzadikim. Yesh tzadik shehu manhig ador, ach ter migil madriga kazos, shezchuso yogen al ador v'ikayim oso. V'yesh tzadik she'enu manhig klau, yoshev ol v'ovid Hashem, ach tzid kaso magin al ador v'ikayim oso. Some tzadikim go out and are mashpia on the Am and raise them up. And some do it in a B'derach Hester. They're kind of like one of the Lamed Vav tzadikim type of people that they protect the door in private. That's the two, the manhig and the kabarnit. The manhig is out there. You see the manhig, right? He is nohag you. He influences you. Sometimes you're on a boat. You don't see the kabarnit. You don't see the captain. You know, the boat's going, but the captain is not in full view. But he's somewhere in the flight deck, whatever it is. But that's the kabarnit and the manhig. Avraham Avinu was both, says the Berei Chasidus. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, more things that Rabbi Yochanan remembered. Nahir nakad lo have misgarin po alaya. Lemidnakarta. I remember when workers did not want to be hired out to the east of the city. Mereach pita meisen. Because the east of the city, the wind went from west to east, and the smell, the aroma of the delicious bread came there, and they were starving, and when they smelled this aroma, and they didn't get to eat it, right, it was very bad for them. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan. Nahir nakavei batza yinuka charuva. I know, I remember the opposite. I remember sometimes when children used to break open a carob. V'avi nogid chuta, the dufshal trained the ra'oi. The honey used to flow out of it on both their arms. There was so much. V'yom Rabbi Lazar. Nahir nakavei natal urva bisra. I remember one time when a raven used to pick up a piece of meat. V'nogid chuta de mishchen, oil used to drip. Me'reishu ra'la'ara, from the tops of the walls to the bottom. There was so much dripping from the fatty meat. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna, Kavi Metailin, Talya Vitalyasa. I remember when there were boys and girls, Bishuka, in the marketplace, Kfar Shaishisre, Kfar Shevesre, when they were already teenagers, 16, 17, Vlavichatin, and they used to not sin. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says that I remember when this used to happen. Right, obviously it sounds like it wasn't happening anymore in his dar. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna Kadhavi Amrin Bei Medrasha. I remember in the Beis Medrash we used to say, Demodi Lahon, Nafal Bidehon. Those who are modeh to the avodah zarah, you'll fall into their hands. Nafal bidehon. The misrachitz aleon, those who rely, right from the lashon bay on arachitz, rely. If you rely on them, delay delhon, so you'll be theirs, and that's all. Hashem will leave you to those. Okay. Once we had the first Rabbi Yochanan, what he remembered, we brought all the other ones in. Good. Back to the Rus story. Ksiv machlon vikilyon viksiv, and in Divrei Hayamim, where the families are quoted, Yoash v'Saraf, Rav Shmuel. What was their real name? What was their pseudoname? Chadam or Machlon Vikilyon Shmon. One opinion says those were their real names. Valama Nikra Shmon Yoash Vesaraf. Yoash and his Ya'ashu Minha Geula. They gave up from the situation getting better. Saraf and his Chayvu Srefa Lamako. Right? They were the Chayv Srefa because of what they did. Interesting. They gave up from the Geula exactly at the time in history when the Geula seed was being planted. Right, with Rus and Boaz. Exactly when the Geula was starting, that's when Nisya Hashem in the Geula. We have to realize, a lot of times, but the Yeush is exactly what we shouldn't be having. The Chad Amar, Yoash Vesarav Shman. Right, the opposite. Those are the names. Lamna Nikra Shman, Machlan Vekilyon. Why they called Machlan Vekilyon? Machlan Shenasu Gufan Chulin. That their body, they made Chulin. What does that mean? Rashbam. Chutzla Aretz. Eretz Temeahi. Whoa. Right, again, they went. They lowered themselves. The Kilyon Shin is Chayav Kliya Lamakom. They were Chayav Kliya, destruction, Lamakom. Interesting, there's no other Sefer, let's remember this pointed out, there's no other Sefer in Tanakh where the names are so graphic than Rus. Obviously, Machlon, Machla, and Kilyon. Rus, the Gemara in Brachas, talks about what does Rus mean? Leravos, to saturate, Boaz, Boaz, and Ploni Amoni, right, and Arpa, the Oref. Right, all the names in Sefer Rus are very graphic. Tanya, Kaman Dabar Machlon Vekilyon Shman. Let's prove that those are their real names. Tanya, Ma'idasiv V'Yokim V'Anshe Kozeva V'Yoash V'Sarav Asher Ba'alu Lamov V'Yashuvi Lechem V'Advarim Atikim Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So we darshin all of those phrases. V'Yokim Ze Yehoshua. That is Yoshua. Shehekim Shvuol Anshe Givon. Hoke means establish. He kept his oath to the Anshe Givon. Remember the people that lied, that came, and they said, oh, we're from far away, but really they were from right there, and Yeshua wasn't supposed to, right, the Losachaya Kol Neshama, but once they made a bris with them, so he kept his promise. V'Anshe Kozeva, Elu Anshe Givon. These are the Anshe Givon, Shekazvu B'Yoshua. They lied to Yoshua. V'Yoash V'Sarav, Elu Machlon V'Kilyon. V'Lamanekar Shman, Yoash V'Sarav. So why would they call Yoash V'Sarav? Yoash and Yashum and Agu'ula. So there it is. That's the raya. Asher balu lemoav shenasu nashimav yos. Right, they intermarried. The yeshuvi lechem zarusa moavia. What does that mean? They came back to lechem. That refers to rus. Sheshava the nidbaka the base lechem Yehuda. She returned. She returned and came back to base lechem Yehuda. Vadvarim atikim dvarim halalu atik yomaya amran. These things Hashem had a plan. Atik Yomen, Hashem had a plan in all these things. Dichsiv, Matzasi, David, Avdi, Vixiv, Shteip, and Osecha, Hanim Saos, right, referring to Lot. Right, we've discussed in the past, we've had Shiurim on the murky roots of David HaMelech. Dafka, this is the way that David came, right, the daughters with Lot, and Rus, and Boaz, right, David HaMelech's lineage and past is not maybe how we would have written it, but it's obviously Bedafka there to teach us a lesson, and that's what it emphasizes here. Atik Yomen Amran, right? Hashem was in charge of all of these. Good. Hey, Mahayotzrim beYoshvei Netayim beGodera im HaMelech beMelachto Yeshuvu Sham. What is that referring to? Right, one of them is going to be Rus. That's why it's here. Hey, Mahayotzrim Elu Bnei Yonadab ben Rachav sheNatzru Shvuas Aviyam. Right, that the Rashbam explains based on Sukkim and Yirmiyahu, they accepted to limit their behavior because of the impending churban. They limited their activity in terms of wine, and they didn't build houses. They kept their promise. Yoshvei Netayim Zeh Shlomo, Shedomel Netiyah B'Malchuso. He was planted in his Malchus. V'Gedera Zeh Sanhedrin, Shegadru Pirtzosein Sheh Yisrael. They always make laws. Siyagim. Im HaMelech B'Malachto Yoshvu Sham, Zurus HaMoaviyah. Sherasa B'Malchus Shlomo Ben Beno Shal Ben Bena. Right, great great grandson. She was alive in the days of Shlomo. Shemar Vayasam Kisei LeEim HaMelech. Right, beginning of Malachim. Right, it says he had a throne, a chair for the Eim HaMelech. Who's the Eim HaMelech? The Amar Belazar LeEima Shel Malchus. Right, Rus is known as the Ima of Malchus. The Ben Yoyadi here discusses why Dafka she is known as it, but we'll continue. Tanur Rabbanav Yachadam and Atvul Yashan below Salmanton. The pasuk in B'chukosai in the brachas, you'll eat from the old tefua below Salmanton. My below Salmanton, what does that mean? Rav Nachman Amar below Ritzinta, it didn't get wormy. The tefua is not going to get wormy. Rav Sheshes Amar below Shadifa, it's not going to, the crops aren't going to go bad from decay from within, meaning from without or from within. Two types of problems. Tani Kavasi the Rav Sheshes, there's a brisa that supports Rav Sheshes that it's referring to the Ritzina. I'm sorry, referring to the Shadifa, the decay. Tani Kavasid Rav Nachman, and so there's a writer that's supposed to Rav Nachman who says it's referring to the ritzina of the worms. Tani Kavasid Rav Nachman, the Chadim Yashan Yachol Yu Yisrael Mitzapin Lachadish Bnei Yashan Shekala. You might think that it's going to be finished. Yisrael Bnei Yisrael would be looking forward to the new grain because of the old one that got rotted because of the worms. Tamalomar Advo Tfuasa Achetava Tuameila. No, there's just going to be overflowing. They're not going to be waiting for anything. Tani Kavasid Rav Sheshes, the other pshat, the Achatam and Atvua Yashan Yachol Yu Yisrael Mitzapin lechadash mepnei yashan shera that became bad because it decayed the shadifa tamalomar adbo tuasa achetavo tua meileha fine period tana rabbanon vachadim yashan noshan malamei shekala meyushan mechavero haveyafal mechavero. Anything that's older, anything that is aged, is better. I might only think that this only has to do with things that are usually aged. Dvarim shein darkan liyashan. I mean, how do you know that everything, even things that are not usually aged, tamalomar yashan noshan become akol? Fine. V'yashan b'nei chadash totziyum alami shei otzros malein yashan. Right? Rashi quotes this, I think, in B'chukosai. Right? That they or midrashim similar. The storehouses were overflowing with old tefua. V'gronos malein chadash. It was old and new. V'yisrael omrim hech nosi zeh mipnei zeh. Right, what are we supposed to do? We have so much. Halavai, right? Acha, the Adali die. Right, Amara Papa, Komili, Atika, Ma'alya, all things are good. Labar, except Mitamri for dates, Pshichra and beer, Faharsana and little fish. Right, the Yoyada, just to finish off, mentions here the idea of items that are old. He says here, let me just to find it. He says it's obviously called Misha Mechavero, Yafa Mechavero. Dvarim Shadakan Liashnan, him Chitim Beyayin. Ubeze Yufan Beziata the Shemaya Hatam Shinimshla Torah, Lechitim Olayayin. Torah is compared to wheat and wine. Kikenu Darkashal Torah. Kol Divre Torah Hamiyushanin Adifitvi. Masha Enkein, right? The older it is, the older, right? The Rishonim have more authority and power than the Achronim. Right? Chazal, obviously, but more than them. Masha Enkein, Ha Philosophia. Kala Meyushan, Zerokla Ashpos, in every other area of study, right? Anything older, right? You throw out. Ki kol dor mischakim levatel divrei dor shalafanav. Vu kibinyan pisom veramses. Valachin dimu haTorah lelechem v'yayin. Torah, the older the better. Maybe other areas of study, it's not true. That's the Ben Yoyada. The Hadra Lachamocher is a Sfina, Baruch Hashem. The first five prakim of Pesachos Baba Basra. We will move on, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow when we start with Hamocher Peros, the third Hamocher, and we get into the next parak. Okay, we'll stop here.